I work for Avalynx. My name's Connor Seabrook. Avalynx is based out of Columbus, Ohio. It was founded in 2005 as an IT consultant company, primarily focused in the business intelligence and retail space. In 2008, we formed Avalynx Studios after the announcement of the App Store for the iPhone. Our company had looked a number of times at developing mobile applications, both as plugins for our existing business applications as well as a service to provide. For various reasons, hardware specs, adoption rates, we kept taking a wait and see mentality. When the iPhone came out, we saw kind of the popularity. We thought this might be a good place to jump in and go kind of a direct to customer sales. So
tell us about the applications on the platform. What platforms you've developed for now?
Sure. Our first ship software was for the iPhone. Initially, when we formed Avalynx Studios, we were looking at some of the products that we had kind of brainstormed in the past, which were business intelligence plugins. We were thinking about some really high, big architecture apps. So then we decided, you know what? Let's get our feet wet. Let's do something simple. Let's make a card game. And before we do anything major, we'll create something fun. And we actually were taken off guard by the popularity and the success of our first blackjack game. And the process was a blast. We had lots of research trips to Las Vegas to learn tempo, history, and lots of research. So, but then it was kind of a no-brainer. It really changed our whole direction. We decided, we really should focus on these casino apps. And so we went from blackjack game all the way to three-card, four-card, let 'em ride. We even partnered with a group that is developing their own casino games, and worked on some games and bringing them to the App Store. So, do you want me to talk about the? Sorry, I'm jumping off camera here. So.
No. So that's for the iPhone platform.
Yeah.
Distinguish that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then with what I know that you're the owner of the company, but with respect to those apps, what was your role for those apps?
Developer, full time, for the most part. I mean, we're a small team. Everybody kind of wears a lot of different hats at the company. Initially, obviously, we had the consulting side of the business, and the iPhone was, or the mobile space was really a test venture. So I was sort of working 90% of my time in consulting, 10-20% of my time was dedicated to the mobile app development. After the release of our first app, I started, dedicating more and more and more time to now, basically, I'm full time, most in Avalynx Studios developing for the mobile application. So I'm a developer, that's what I love to do, and that's what I try and keep most of my time focused on development, staying in code. So.
What's your core coding background? Do you obviously learning Objective-C? Obviously, you must have a C, C++ background originally, or.
Actually, I didn't. My background was mostly, I mean, aside from college, as soon as I got out in the real world, I was Visual Basic. Almost everything was business apps written mostly on Microsoft. So, and our consulting company, we were a Microsoft shop. So when. And all of the mobile applications that we were looking at developing prior to the iPhone were all basically Windows Mobile. So we kind of learned as we went. None of us really had Objective-C or C backgrounds, or strong backgrounds, I should say. So we kind of picked it up as we went. And obviously, that was such an attractive part of Windows Phone 7 is that, I mean, the entire team is very strong in the Microsoft stack.
Was that your primary reason for moving to the platform initially, is because of your familiarity with the platform?
Well, it was one of the major reasons. I mean, it was obviously, once we got to a certain point with the apps that we had in the App Store on the iPhone, this was prior to really knowing a lot of information about Windows Phone 7. We thought, okay, we should really capitalize on that next platform. We looked at Android for a number of reasons. Obviously, the adoption rate was getting pretty big. It was another, Java again. There's nobody in our team that's real strong in Java. And then just from our own perspective, the people that we talked to, it just didn't seem like there was that same sort of hunger for applications and mobile apps in general by the users of Android. So when we started hearing the rumors about Windows Phone 7, that really kind of piqued our interest. And again, we went into that sort of wait and see mentality. The big thing for us is that when that information started coming out was Xbox Live. When we heard about Xbox Live, and all of a sudden the light bulb went off, we started thinking, you know, okay, now we've got integration. We've got, you know, the popularity of the 360, the amount of people, the adoption rate of Xbox Live on that platform. If they're bringing that to the mobile, games are going to be huge. And so really, it, you know, when we got into contact with Microsoft, I mean, we just, it was at the perfect time. You know, we were ready, and we knew that we could throw anybody on it. You know, we had a team, our entire team was strong in the tool set. So it wasn't one of those things where we could say, hey, you go learn Java and come back with some games. I mean, everybody could jump in. So it was a big part of it, but there was other factors as well.
So speaking of the differentiating features like Xbox Live, did you see any other differentiating factors that attracted you to the platform versus iPhone?
Versus iPhone? We knew that it was going to go after another segment of the market. I mean, really, nobody had any doubt that it wasn't going to be popular and a success. And not so much, I mean, for hardware, you know, for what we do, it's you know, building games, we get to kind of create our own UI. So it's not like we, as far as standards that Apple puts for us, standards that Microsoft puts for us, it's kind of like, hey, this is a great UI, we want to adopt it. I mean, we get to sort of create our own UIs. The big thing was, obviously, XNA was very attractive to us. In the iPhone world, you have UIKit, and then you've got OpenGL. And there's nothing in between. So you try and build a game in UIKit, it's not, you know, it's good for some games. Some, you know, card games are pretty good. But as soon as you want to get into more 3D, you're jumped into OpenGL. OpenGL is a huge step to learn. And you know, it's really, you know, for us, our comfort level went way down when we started jumping into OpenGL.
Why is that? Can you explain that?
Well, OpenGL, I mean, it's very low level. It's very specific. It's extremely powerful. But for somebody who wants to have, you know, that short ramp up to, you know, short development window and deliver something, OpenGL can be extremely daunting. And it's, you know, it's probably very similar to, I mean, I guess it's the difference between sort of Silverlight and DirectX, right? It's for big applications, big 3D applications. DirectX and OpenGL are great, you know, graphics engines, libraries. But there's not that in between, that sort of, hey, I just want to jump in and I want stuff moving around and I want to create a game and I want to prototype. It's more of, you know, you've got a big ramp up to get a game going. So to us, XNA fills that gap perfectly. I mean, XNA, it takes away a lot of that boilerplate code that you end up writing in OpenGL and DirectX.
Does all the matrix manipulations for you.
Absolutely.
What do you have to do at a low level?
Right.
Obviously, yeah.
And for a small team, it's great, right? Because, you know, small teams, we can sit back and we can think of, you know, super exciting games. We can think of ideas. And honestly, in a couple of days, we can come back with prototype and look at it. And everybody gets excited, and then you can go. You know, and until we get that big team, XNA is great for that.
So let's talk a little bit about your most popular application, 21 Pro.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about the game, and tell us a little bit about the migration process moving to Windows Phone 7.
Sure. So Blackjack, 21 Pro Blackjack is by far our most popular. It was the first application we shipped, and I think the development cycle for that was about 3 months. For the time that we started to the time we it was in the store, and it's been a great success. And really, yeah, like I said, it really changed our entire development track to stick with the casino applications. We really saw that there was a, you know, a demand for them. What was amazing about you know, the migration process was when we heard about when the Windows Phone 7, the launch date was, we thought, you know what, we want to be there day one. You know, there's going to be a lot of fanfare about that launch, a lot of people, you know, really trying to discover new apps when the phone launches. So, you know, being there first was a big win for us. And working with migration.mobi, they really, you know, we may have had one app in the App Store for launch, but we had five, which was, you know, incredible, really, you know, that they were able to migrate all those applications, you know, in that amount of time. And so
their partner you used?
Yeah, so that's the partner. The process was very painless. So
What was the technology that you guys used for migration?
So Silverlight. So what we decided early on was we want to find the path of least resistance to get into the App Store day one. So we talked about whether XNA made the most sense, Silverlight. And so we settled on Silverlight for two reasons. Obviously, you know, getting in the App Store early, but also that the potential of having a web-based demo, which we thought would be great. So that's, you know, being able to deploy to the device and then eventually have, you know, just kind of a trial, you know, even just something real basic on our website that we could show off was would have been a big win.
So the plan is to repurpose those apps into a Silverlight for web version.
Absolutely, yeah. And then long term, we plan on definitely we're going to, you know, migrate to XNA, you know, and sort of bring all the frameworks together. But the big push was sort of day one to go. And working in Silverlight's been pretty painless.
What gave you the most fits during migration? Or what was the biggest learning curve for you moving from iPhone, especially something in Silverlight, which is relatively new?
Braz can probably speak to the technical side of it. But, I mean, not really. I mean, I know that there was some nuances of animations, things like that. But I mean, for the most part, you know, the development tools we use were pretty straightforward. You know, Blend is a great environment to get things, and I mean, it's always nice to be able to mock things up visually from a, you know, in a you know, an editor and kind of get things moving around and sort of adjusting things. So using Blend, being able to pull things up in Silverlight, I mean, that was, you know, pretty powerful as opposed to being all code based and you know.
Did you use Blend for the animations, for instance, and to tweak the animations, or were those in code?
Those were mostly in code, but you know, the thing is to kind of lay out things is nice to do it in Blend. Mm-hmm. You know, to see where you know, menuing is going to go. Just see, it's really just like a, you know, design tool. You know, for us, most of the time we like to do everything in code, but it's nice to be able to kind of like really quickly jig things around.
What was the comparison to that, in, like Interface Builder, and in the,
it is, and now actually we different. We've had a lot of trouble with Interface Builder. We started doing a lot of things in Interface Builder, and then we migrated to just basically doing everything in code.
Everything was custom at that point.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Okay. That's the questions I had for
okay.
you today. Next thing, let's do a demo.
Okay, so this is 21 Pro Blackjack for Windows Phone 7. One of the things we tried to do with this game is to really try and make it accessible for novice and experts alike. And we tried to put in a lot of information to help people learn terminology, rules, game variations, different strategies, as well as basic strategy charts. So we really tried to create sort of the you know, the ultimate blackjack game with as much information to kind of make you a better player and get the most out of the game. So we get into gameplay. So here's the game. Again, what we try to do is just, you know, make this as, you know, the best tempoed blackjack game we can. There's a lot of games out there that, you know, don't spend a lot of time on animations and really kind of trying to make a, you know, a very quick experience. So that's one of the things we try to do. And again, you know, 3D tables, try to basically put as much polish on it as we possibly could. And yeah, we're really happy the way it came out.